I first became involved with the Iditarod when we had our first overwintering on our sailboat in Alaska, and I saw Iditarod dogs, and I was completely hooked on the mushing. But it's my first year volunteering after 14 years following it with my good friend Kimberly Manster, who brought me here to Rainy Pass. So I'm here today and involved with the Iditarod because I can't believe that I am flown out here. I'm allowed to help out with such a wonderful race that has such a history. And years ago, when we first sailed through the Northwest Passage arriving in Nome, I'm like, wow, this is like the place Iditarod ends. And now I'm here today and part of it.
Right.
Okay, so one of my first memorable Iditarod experiences, I mean, like, I'm only here for like a day, but the flight out was like the most amazing thing. Seeing Alaska from air, I'm only always seeing it from sea level, and it's a complete different perspective, so I'm very grateful. Thank you. What I know for sure in life is that we need to take care of each other and take care of other beings, people, dogs, and nature.